game two in Vegas for this Warriors Summer League team, and we get an appearance from the chef himself. Draymond would appear a little later. I think Damian Lee was caught rummaging around in the background, Bob Myers courtside, and we're here to face off against Scottie Barnes, the number four pick in this Toronto Raptors team that is kind of caught in the middle of a rebuild, right? They've got a lot of young talent, and of course, Majiri. Surprised he didn't swing at Kuminga, if you look at his taste for African and overseas talent, but he went with Scottie Barnes, so we'd get those two in a matchup. The news is Gary Payton's contract guarantee has been pushed back to camp, gives them a longer look at him. Can he take advantage? He would match up against Malachi Flynn, a.k.a. Delonte North. Gary Payton to second. If the Warriors space the floor and let Kuminga catch here at the elbow, I'm not sure there's too many guys that even at age 18 can stop him. I mean, this was Giannis-like to start the game, bullying right through Scottie Barnes, and then he settles for a deep three ball. We'll talk about his confidence and footwork from behind the arc as you get a look at Precious Achiuwa going coast to coast, James Wiseman's former teammate at Memphis, briefly, and really the prize possession in the Kyle Lowry deal. Goran Dragic doesn't even sound like he's going to report to camp. Hell, he's probably at Luka's house playing FIFA as we speak. Here's Barnes in the corner, and he has something to say about it after, but hasn't really shot the three well yet. You see how long he is. He's looked bigger than Kuminga. He's definitely longer. I'd give him an inch or two. Maybe it's the hair. They matched up right away, and just look at the physicality. The footwork is not nearly as polished as it will be, but the pump fake might be elite already. And that pump and jump move, they may be trying to take it out of the perimeter game, but in the paint, it will be here forever. It's just a part of basketball as you see him protect the rim on the other end, and it was young Kuminga off to a nice start. And I think we're all wary of how many threes he's going to take, but look at the footwork. Hops into it, confidently strokes it. Look, the amount he's taking him and the body language after the release suggests that he makes a lot of them when he practices them. Here's a nice read to the corner and Payton making the extra pass to the birthday boy guy, but he can't cash in. But then Moody, this is becoming a trend very quickly, him taking charges. And I love it because we know he's not an explosive athlete. He's not the quickest laterally. Beating guys to the spots, that's a way to be a better defender. Kuminga, he's got to learn to use his length better. He chooses to crowd guys and try to kind of bully them because he is quick and strong, but he also gets smoked because he likes to reach. But here's the thing about Kyle Guy. You imagine Bob Myers in the front office kind of view him as a 6'1", less athletic Jordan Poole. And he's probably a little more refined. He's a better shooter, maybe, but he's going to more or less give you the same thing in a smaller, less athletic frame, so it's going to be hard for him to stick. And right here, Toronto is able to build a wall because you got Payton and Oliver, two non-shooters, sucking up the space for Kuminga, who had six turnovers. I don't think it'll be nearly as bad when he's in space with NBA players and he doesn't have to create so much. That off-arm action, I love it. You saw Paul George use it all playoffs. LeBron, right? It just got high on that one. And then here he is in the corner. Look at the body language on the release in the trot. He is a confident shooter. And some would say that's half the battle. The Warriors, I think, are trying to get a look at too many guys. You see this Ross kid in here at backup point guard who is awful. Look, are you going to take a look at Guy? Is it going to be McLaughlin? Is it Payton Jr.? They're trying to sample too many players. Ross playing 15 minutes last night. I didn't like that at all, not to mention he was awful. Here's a look at Scottie Barnes trying to create offense. Very Draymond-like and kind of just sharding up an ugly midi. Now, I've been playing with the idea that McLaughlin is actually the better player than Gary Payton II, as you see him get a bucket here. But GP2 would have something to say in this game. I will have the entire Steph interview for you at the end of the breakdown. You see Jessup finally get involved. It's almost like the pressure was relieved. He's played so bad at this point, he has nothing to lose. Something I identified in the Australian League, though, he's terrible in transition. He has no handle, no giddy up, and he might as well not even run the floor. Achiuwa is a 4-5. Kuminga matched up against a guy that's going to play a lot of center and more than holds his own. We could see him playing small ball five because then on the other end, I don't know too many centers that are going to be able to stay in front of him, and then his ability to draw fouls, it could be a real problem. And then Draymond shows up fashionably late, flexing the gold medal and the body of a bakery worker. You can see Steph doesn't even get up to acknowledge you, boy. Yeah, I ain't getting up. I don't think Steph wants the attention, that's all. Another trend from Moody, getting to the foul line on jump shots. He just knows how to do it. He's going to be one of those guys. If he's with you, you love it. If he's against you, you hate it. Now, on his second free throw, watch Scottie Barnes come down on a foot here and tweak the ankle. It would bother him the rest of the game. I don't know if you guys caught that, but he was kind of dragging around on it. I know Kerr said Poole will probably start, but where Moody might beat him is he just is not going to make mistakes defensively. A very Looney-like closeout there as the guy picked up the ball. Watch Kuminga in his fake effort here. Fake closeout. kind of lingers around, and then you're going to get another half-hearted closeout here to the shooter on the strong side as Draymond watches, ironically. That's the type of stuff they're going to have to coach out of him. But at the same time, I'll take a one-to-one ratio. He has a bad play, and then he makes a great play, dumping it off to, who is that, Danny Fortson? So Jessup finally shows up. He hits the step-back three here, and then he's going to quickly heat-check another three. Three threes, 13 points, 5 of 10 shooting. I'm just curious to see if he gets the smiley treatment where they've kind of already invested in him, so are they going to hold on to him too long, or are they just going to keep it moving? Here he uses his gravity and gets Moody an open look as we extend the lead going into the half. Start of the third, they go back to Jessup, and he knocks another one down. This brings me back to the point of opportunities given. You've already invested in Jessup. Give him some more opportunity and some more touches instead of these bums that you'll never hear from again. You see Kuminga kind of stop short at the line and breaks his rhythm for the air ball, and then more Jessup. And it seems like it's going to be the Nico route, right? He's going to go back to Australia and will probably retain his rights. Meanwhile, Achiuwa all the way to the rim here. Look, Toronto might have the most athletic front court in the league. Achiuwa, Anunoby, Siakam, Scotty Barnes, but they also might be one of the least skilled backcourts in the league. We'll see how that works out for him. Kuminga, right off the air ball, stops and pops an even deeper three. Boy, got the juice. And you know, looking at Moody and his ability to draw fouls on jump shots, it's similar to Lou Will. He kind of does that Lou Will drifting thing. He doesn't get the call there, but he still knocks it down. And then out in transition, Kuminga at the top of the square can't quite get it down. Here's the reality of the situation. It was one game. Kuminga outplayed Scotty Barnes. The thing with Scotty is, much like Draymond, he needs better players around him to look good, where Kuminga is kind of more of just an ISO guy. He goes down hard on the knee, and I was nervous. He took a bounce off that knee. You see him take time to check it. He had several big collisions. But I love that these two kind of went at each other here, and you see Kuminga pick him up in the backcourt, but you reach and I teach. I think that's a bad habit. He's got to get rid of Barnes. You see his potential coast to coast, still struggling to finish in the paint. By the way, all that fuel talk for Kuminga, look at this. You can throw that out the window. The lob tip to Paul McPherson. All right, now I'm just ripping off old names here. Big boy can't get up above the rim. They said James Wiseman stood the entire game. That's how hyped he was. Either that or he didn't want to sit that long on that knee. But I love that he's there, engaged, and I know he's thirsty to get back on the court. Man, how nice that would have been to have him out there, right? He'd have dominated at his size. Here's Scotty Barnes finally with a nice move, the little fade. Kuminga right there, but Barnes, you could see the frustration. He knew he was being outplayed. And then the second botched big dunk from Kuminga, I think he thought he was a little closer than he was. But I think we all know we're going to see some big ones year one. Pause. And again, I like that he doesn't smile and giggle when he makes a mistake. I like the little chippy edginess that he plays with. Kyle Guy hit a couple threes here to end the third quarter that kept Toronto at arm's length. So what about GP2? In the first half, he really just kind of made the extra pass and just kind of minded his business. Here he was, shot ready, knocks down the three, and then Kuminga again, another big collision, and you see him grabbing that knee. If there's any doubt, just shut him down. You know, I hope he's young, he's durable, hopefully he's fine, but if the knee is sore, just shut him down. We need him ready for camp, and we've seen kind of, I don't want to say we've seen enough, but you know what I'm saying here. And then again, this pump fake, he was kind of barking at the refs. As long as he doesn't become a whiner, I'm fine with the chippy mentality, but playing alongside Draymond, let's not hold our breaths here. Look at Mudslide Moody, how easily he slides that down into his pocket and back up for the splash. Here's some situational awareness from Kuminga. This dude had hit a corner three and a floater, so when it gets swung over, Kuminga all over it, and you saw him contest several threes that resulted in air balls. Gary Payton shot ready, knocking it down. You're seeing the same thing in Houston with KJ Martin. That early preparation and then hopping right into the three, and then this happens.
Signed a two-way deal. Payton! Oh! Hello, Las Vegas!
A lot of guys have bounce. Not a lot of guys can come full speed downhill, plant off 2 feet, and then hawk that from the lefty. Again, Kuminga, a late closeout, results in an air ball. I don't know if he was getting fingertips on those, but it happened 3 or 4 times. And then Kyle Guy, just to give you a sense that he's not a point guard, under a minute, 2-possession game, you're going to kill clock wrong, he's going to go coast to coast and look to score, right? And so that's the problem. If Kyle Guy was more of a point guard, he would stick, but he's a 6'1", 2 guard. And then, I love this, 24 seconds to go and Kuminga's all over Scotty Barnes. You saw the competitive juices flowing between the two top picks, and it was just a nice first win in Vegas for the squad. For whatever reason, Moody didn't play as many minutes. Again, because we're giving opportunities to these guys that have no chance. What type of nepotism is going on? GP2 is making a push, right? 13 points, 5-5, a plus 22. And again, I reiterate, Scotty Barnes, he's not going to look as good in this environment as some of these other top picks because that's just not his game. But hopefully both Kuminga and Barnes are healthy enough to finish out this summer league. I'll leave you with the chef and what he had to say about Andre and everything going on. I'm out, y'all.
Two-time MVP, the three-time champ, the reigning scoring champ, and a guy who just made history. First player in NBA history to sign two $200 million contracts, Steph. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
And second of all, aside from the money, how much went into that decision to extend with the Warriors?
I mean, a lot, obviously. I've been there my entire career, and we've had some amazing, successes as a team. And to have the opportunity to, secure the next 5 years and understand what we're trying to rebuild and, balance that win-now mentality with, developing some of the young guys who are here. And just what that pursuit means, I'm all for it. And, that's my home. And I'm excited to take on that challenge with my guys for the next 5 years.
And that win-now mentality the last 2 years looked a little different for you guys. Despite the injuries, you made quite a run on the heels of just your absurd performances in the spring. You talked about wanting to make last season count. Do you feel like it did?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously wanted to get past the play-in game and give ourselves a shot at making a run in the playoffs. It obviously didn't happen. Had two tough losses against LA and Memphis, but we showed a lot of fight, a lot of grit, knowing that we were kind of shorthanded all year long, and some guys were getting an opportunity, right in front of their eyes, and trying to make the most of it. So, myself and Draymond, we love the challenge all year, and think obviously there's no consolation prizes in this game, but there's a lot to build on. We maintain our culture, our pursuit of excellence, and for these young guys who, like two guys we drafted, and hopefully getting Clay back as soon as possible. Like, we have full confidence that we are still that team. We obviously have to go out and prove it, but that's kind of the vibe right now, and we're just trying to stay patient with it.
I assume you're enjoying Clay's boat videos as much as
it's the best content in the world.
Right, but you would much rather have him by your side on the court. How have your conversations been going, and what can you tell us about how his rehab is going?
I think Kevon Looney said it the other day, like, he's confident, he's energetic, he's in a good pace or space mentally, knowing that this has been a long 2 years for him. And we're not going to keep reminding him how long it's been, but he understands the work that's ahead of him and the opportunity that's ahead of him to come back to the Clay that we all know and love. And I know that's what his expectations are. So he's putting in the work, and it was great to have him around all year, even though he wasn't playing in the locker room and bringing that energy for us. And once we get back to training camp, it'll be right at the end of his rehab progress that we can help get him over the hump and get him back out there on the court.
Well, speaking of returns, got a finals MVP returning to the squad as well. How much conversation did you have with Andre Iguodala about his decision to come back?
I mean, honestly, a lot of that was just kind of on his own, understanding what he feels like he has left in the tank. And that's the thing that, for him in this space, it's not just where he's finishing, it's that he understands he has a lot left to, to give on the court. And he's extremely motivated. So he understands how we do things. He was a part of building, our culture and our championship run. So to have the balance of the presence that he brings in our locker room, the veteran leadership, but also, he's not just going to be on the bench. He's going to be out there on the floor doing, and contributing, doing things that he's used to doing. So that's what we're all the way excited about.
Well, the Warriors may not have won a title this year, but Draymond got a gold. I'm not sure if behind closed doors you were giving him some mess about, their start, because if you did, you probably heard from him.
Yeah.
We may be expecting him to show up here at Summer League, but, what were your conversations with him about their run there in Tokyo?
I've been a part of World Championship Team USA experiences. He's obviously been a part of, the 2016 gold medal team. this was such a unique experience in terms of their training camp and building that chemistry and a lot of new guys. I don't think they were putting too much weight on, you know, the exhibition series here and some of the early losses. It honestly motivated them to, once they got to Tokyo, once they got Drew and Chris and D-Book out of the finals and on the team, like, they had that chip on their shoulder. And, you know, that's all that talk about, you know, the world catching up and all that type of stuff. That's true, but at the end of the day, KD said it, the skill set was unmatched, and it was awesome to just see them get the job done and celebrate accordingly with the most epic, you know, trash talking I've ever seen. So yeah, it was big time.
I think he's still sending tweets out as we speak.
As he should.
Steph, thank
as
you so should. Much for taking the time to sit with us here at Summer League, and enjoy watching your rooks out there.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Kevin.
We'll be back from Las Vegas after the break.